Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So here we go. First Friday of the new year, 82nd annual meeting. Cougars hosting the Panthers tonight, looking to keep its, two-game winning streak alive and at the same time make it four in a row over the Southsiders in the annual series going all the way back to 75-76. That's 48 years ago. Head coach Jason Spear.
We're just a little bit different. We're not where we want to be in transition. We're not where we want to be in the half-court execution. You know, Joe, to be honest, I mean, we're just out there and we're just going to fight. We're going to make the interior passes when they're there. We're going to see the double teams when they come, make the right decisions. And then we do know that we're a good shooting basketball team. So if we make good decisions and the ball doesn't stick on the perimeter, get it moving to some of our better players, we think we'll have a chance tonight.
Doors will open at 5 o'clock tonight. The JV game goes at 6. Our coverage begins at 6:55 with Jason Spear and the Hall of Fame head man, J.R. Holmes. Dave Novak joins me for the tip at 7:30. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk at 9:30 after our North-South encounter. Edgewood at Brown County, girls and boys, 2 for the price of 1, starting at 6 over in Nashville. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Panthers come in 6-5, the Cougars 3-7, but they're on a two-game winning streak tonight on the McKinney Court on the north side. Cougars have won the last 3 in the series, but they haven't won 4 straight in 48 years. South wants to be 3-0 at night's end in Conference Indiana and to end a 3-game losing streak as well. Head coach, the Hall of Famer, J.R. Holmes.
Sam, you know, they've won 3 in a row in all 3 of those games. We've had the last shot of the game to win. Every one of the games we had the ball in the air to win that particular game. So, I mean, we've been very competitive with them when they've been very good the last 2 or 3 years.
Lindemann and Connor O'Gwynn, between them, 34 points, and that's pretty much been their offense.
The difference is that teams are equal, but they have the best player in Lindemann. He hurt us last year. And then, obviously, O'Gwynn is a really good spot shooter when he gets in the rhythm.
Lindemann hit key free throws in the final minute to give North a 53-50 win, the first time they had won on the Panther court a year ago in 19 seasons. Coverage at 6:55 with Chalk Talk with both coaches. Dave Novak joins me for the tip at 7:30. JV game goes at 6. Tickets are $7. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk after our game tonight at 9:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.